Trevor, it just, baffling, I guess. I don't know what word to use, but it seemed like a complete 180 from what you were able to do on Monday compared to what you were able to do tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a frustrating one, and lots of thoughts right now, but obviously I just want to wait till I watch the film before, saying too much. But I thought you got to give their defense credit. They did a great job, and they out-executed us, just flat out, plain and simple.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the pressure. That seemed to be a big problem tonight, obviously, with the sacks that the Stampeders got. And once the D-line's getting pressure, just makes everything so much harder to work on offense, right?
Yeah, and they were able to generate pressure, and I tried to step up and find some lanes, and they were able to kind of push the pocket a little bit, but that's stuff that we've got to be able to adjust to and be able to combat and do different things too. And so we got to take a good look at the film and be able to correct those things.
This offense, Trevor, has kind of been riding the roller coaster a little bit from the first couple of games of the year, and then getting better through the next two. And now you take a step back today. What do you do now to try and get that momentum back and try and get it turned around again? Tell me about what you want to see accomplished this week.
Yeah, and that's probably the most frustrating thing is, I feel like we've gotten better every week this year, and this week was a big step back. But I still think this offense is capable of a ton of tremendous things and fully capable of dominating any game that we play in. And so we've just got to press the envelope and find that and demand that and get better at that every single week. And, we've got to take it just like any week. I say if we play really well and win, we got to take a hard look at the film. But we got to take a hard look at the film this week and really make sure that we hone in on the things that we feel like we need to get better at.
And a huge test coming up a week from tonight, too, with the Bombers coming to town.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The front sevens, this is pretty darn good. And they pose a great threat. And, it'll be a great test for us. But, we're gonna lick our wounds from this one and get better and focus on the week of practice, it getting better and focusing on ourselves.
Thanks for your time, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.